I'm Sylvia Burgos Toffness, and this is Deep Roots Radio. Every week, my guests help us connect the dots between what we eat and how it's grown, because every single food dollar we spend either protects or degrades the environment, produces foods with high nutrition or empty calories, and either helps pay a fair wage or keeps farm workers among the working poor. We get to make that choice every time we push a cart through the grocery store, visit the farmer's market, and eat at a restaurant. I hope you enjoy this interview.
I don't know if you've heard of lemon curd, that wonderful lemony, almost pudding-like thing. Well, I make a curd out of the honeyberries.
Hmm.
And then I use that at my high teas here on the farm, which is a way of letting people see the bush and experience the fresh food they come and visit and walk my farm, which is the primary reason for the high teas, is actually to have a space and a time for people to walk our pastures, to understand why we are dedicated to grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and to learn about their food journeys. And this is actually, you know, it might sound a little funny, but having a cowgirl high tea, which is the name of my high tea, is a form of ag tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get people on the farm and they get to see what's going on, as well as the pasture walks that we do throughout the year with people who come to hear about our beef and to buy our beef. And these are just two tiny, tiny little examples of agricultural tourism. And we have on the line with us this morning, once again, Sheila Everhart, who is the president of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She's the president of the board. And she's here to help us understand, how do people find a farm to visit? And what can they expect once they're there? Good morning once again, Sheila. So glad that you're on.
Good morning. Good morning to our listeners up in the Amory, Polk County, Turtle Lake, and Apple River area. So glad I could join you from Rock County, Wisconsin. Looking forward to sharing with you all about Wisconsin agricultural tourism. We work with education, growth, advocacy, and cross-marketing of our ag tourism members.
You know, it's an amazing thing what the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association does. And you've given us a very brief kind of definition of that. But could you actually take one step back and give us your definition of agricultural tourism?
Well, it's using Wisconsin's rich, fertile agricultural land and creating an opportunity for guests to come to the farm to learn about our historical industry of ag tourism and agriculture that accounts for billions of dollars of our Wisconsin's economic economy each year. It's where farmers can share their livelihood and what it's like to live on a farm with our friends and family and consumers that might be five generations removed from a family farm, so they can understand what the wonderful experiences are during harvest, during spring, during summer, that farm families have been enjoying for generations.
So, Sheila, agritourism seems to be a very current or recent kind of term, but has visiting farms been something that's been going on for a while in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. The term agricultural tourism really took hold about in 2013 when our state legislator enacted the Wisconsin Limited Liability Law for agricultural tourism. So then that term agricultural tourism became more of a vocabulary word, common vocabulary. But family farms have been having Sundays on the farm forever. And if we think back, many, many generations were married in a barn And barn weddings were very popular because that's what happened 100 years ago. People were enjoyed being married in their family farms in barn weddings.
Okay, so that whole barn event is something that's really, really well anchored in the lives of people, not only in Wisconsin, obviously, but elsewhere as well. You know, I just mentioned my cowgirl high tees and people who come out to walk our pastures. But as people think about the farms to visit, how many different kinds of activities and kinds of farms out there are there that they might consider?
Right. Well, I, you know, really thought about this. And so today we're going to do kind of a visual tour around the state of Wisconsin. And I'm going to point out to you some of the really amazing agricultural tourism places our listeners can go to. For example, the Hauser Superior View Farm in Bayfield, Wisconsin is an apple orchard and so much more. But what is so unique about Hauser's is that they are housed in a 1928 Sears and Roebuck catalog barn. Now, for our listeners who remember the Sears and Roebuck catalog, hundreds of years ago, 80 years ago, families could order their home and their barn from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. It would be put on a train and would be hauled all the way to Bayfield, Wisconsin, and then established on their property there. Now, Hauser's is like a fourth and fifth generation family orchard. And it's really exciting because our fourth and fifth generation of that family has brought in the hard cider or the Apple House Cidery into the offerings, as well as jams and jellies and apples and just amazing opportunities for guests to see what life is like, what it was like in 1928 and what it's like in 2020 up there in Bayfield. So that's just one example. And then, you know, I looked at some diversity of one of the hottest things is people love lavender and the soothing aromatherapy of lavender and what lavender can be used for. And one of our fourth year of our one of our members who is starting their fourth year this year is called New Life Lavender and Cherry Farm right in Baraboo, Wisconsin. And they have homemade lavender cherry pie and homemade lavender ice cream, as well as other essential oils with lavender and lavender bundle. And here is a young family that left corporate America with their children and decided to purchase some acreage in Baraboo and start this venture, and they're doing fabulous. You know, Will Rogers always said, the farmer has to be an optimist, or they still wouldn't be a farmer. And you and I talked a little earlier, Sylvia, is that farmers need to look at diversifying what they're doing. They need to look at what they have and what they could offer their guests if they wanted to come to the farm. Like Eichsters, for example, is a family farm market right out of Stoughton. And they, this close to Madison, Wisconsin, they have evergreens in the winter for the holidays. But they are now offering their guests feeding the baby goats, bottle feeding. And they, too, have a store and offer things. And one of the Eichsters, the next generation between the 18 to 26, they also use their one of their buildings to do a haunted house in the fall because, again, there's another whole opportunity. What is it that you have and what is it that people would be willing to pay for and come and look at your farm? Now, we're going to head down to Rock County, Wisconsin, because today is between 7 and 10 a.m., our very own Allison Dairyland, Abigail Martin, is hosting the first virtual dairy farm breakfast. Because with COVID going on, so many of our dairy breakfasts had to be canceled. So Abigail is hosting the Martin Dairy Farm virtual breakfast through Allison Dairyland from 7 to 10 today. Also,
wow.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. You know, if I could just interrupt you for just a minute here, because I really do want you to pick up this tour again. I like this traveling across the state. Because you mentioned the virtual tour, and I thought maybe we could talk just a couple of minutes about that. As people think about visiting a farm, how is COVID kind of working into thoughts about traveling out to a farm?
Absolutely. So farmers have to make sure, number one, that their families are safe and that their animals are safe. And then their next priority is making sure their guests are safe. So the CDC has provided guidelines for visitors to the farm. We work very close with Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. What needs to be done if you are visiting a farm? For example, reservations online. People have to have a specific time that they're arriving. They can't just show up, so that the farm family can be ready for them. Some of our properties are requiring masks. Every single property has hand washing stations. And some of the farm events and things that are happening might only be outside, and there might not be an opportunity for bathroom facilities. So be prepared and make sure you take care of your personal needs before you head out. Some of our farms have porta potties that they rent from a local sanitation company. But the farmers have taken all kinds of precautions. And something as simple as not serving hand-scooped ice cream, but having ice cream novelties already prepackaged. So again, making sure that people are using safety and social distancing.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for letting us kind of take that a little bit of a sidewalk as you're guiding us through various farms in Wisconsin. Please go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I'm still back here in Rock County, Wisconsin, because this is something that has happened because of the COVID. Pheasants for Dinner is a subsidiary of McFarland Family Farms. McFarland has pheasants, and it's the largest pheasant farm in North America. And you can order online from their store. They have cookbooks available, a farm store, and a blog. And if you think about it, several of our presidents had pheasant dinner for their inauguration dinner, and a lot of times our cruise industry would have pheasant on the menu. But it's a great protein for our guests to enjoy. So check that out. Now I'm going to head over to Fond du Lac County. We have Kelly's Country Creamery, which is an on-site ice cream store on a dairy farm. And they are featuring their homemade ice cream as well as homemade waffle cones. What a great time of year. Just being June being dairy, our Wisconsin Dairy Month, really enjoy. Everyone, all of our listeners today, please go out and find some cheese curds and some ice cream and some milk and support our local dairies. Moving up north to Door County, we have Parallel 44 and Door 44, a winery and vineyard. And they are saying, oh, we're open for outdoor seating. Bring your own blankets and lawn chairs. We will allow you to taste our fabulous wine, but we're using disposables, and our wait staff will be taking all kinds of precautions. But please come and join our view of the vineyard. Another thing that I thought was very interesting up by Lake Tomahawk, and Sugar Camp, which is really up at Eagle River, Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin is has our number one fruit is the cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
And Lake Nokomis cranberries, they provide tours of the marsh, and they have a wine tasting. Now, their tours can be a bus tour, a walking tour, or self-guided tour. And what's interesting about Farmer Dave, and we talked previously, Sylvia, that everyone wants their own personal farmer. That's my farmer friend. Well, mm-hmm. Farmer Dave at Lake Nokomis Cranberries, he started out in 1973 as a hired man on a cranberry marsh. And he has grown his company to 320 acres of cranberry marshes. And he and his two sons are now fourth generation families running the cranberry marsh. And something new that they have offered their guests is a cranberry retreat, where you can rent an on-farm vacation spot on one of the marshes. And that's another thing that our listeners are interested in. What is the experiences I can have when I go to an adventure? And here you can actually stay overnight on a cranberry marsh and learn all about harvesting, planting, processing, and, of course, certainly watching the weather on the marsh. Another thing that Farmer Dave has done is he's diversified to offer topsoil, black dirt. And all of us like fabulous black dirt for our gardens. And he has offered black dirt to his fellow consumers up in the Eagle River area since 1977. Now we're going to move over to Edgar, Wisconsin. And in Edgar, Wisconsin, there is Rock Ridge Orchard. But what something that Rock Ridge Orchard has offered is called pizza on the patio with the wood-burning pizza oven. And you can go and order the pizza from the produce that is offered from the farm and enjoy a bottle of wine or a beverage while you're sitting on the patio at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And Rock Ridge Orchard has also offered celebrations or private events such as weddings, graduations, retirement parties. Now, going over to Algoma, Wisconsin, Anigo, Wisconsin. Anigo has something called L&M Fruit and Fall that has been established since 2016. Fruit and honey products and animals. But what L&M Fruit and Fall offer is Doves for Love. Listen to that, Doves for Love. They have special packages where they will release the beautiful white snow doves out for a celebration, like a wedding, a birthday party, graduation, or even a celebration of life. So what I'm trying to point out to our listeners is that all of these fabulous venues look at how they can diversify what they're offering.
Wow, that's a great survey. And it is just an example of the many farms that are available for visitors in Wisconsin. Would they find, would a visitor to your website easily find many other farms?
Absolutely. Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association, just put that in your browser and you will find the our website talks about destinations, members, ag adventures, tasting tours, festivals and events, and upcoming events would also be on there. But what I have found when I was kind of like thinking of these fabulous opportunities in Wisconsin is Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association also has a Facebook page. And those posts are current and more up to date, and you can see exactly where the asparagus is available at this time of year, what is open, what kind of things are happening. in a more timely manner. Use your social media.
Got it. Boy, that's an awfully good point. So going to liking the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association Facebook page will really keep you current on, you know, the seasonality, I think, which is one of the things you just mentioned. So, oh, jeebers, you know, I want to go pick something in June and something else in July and something else in August. And you can actually follow the seasons, can't you, on these various farms by what's ripe at the moment.
Absolutely. So the buds are coming out on the strawberries, depending on where you're at in the state. And usually the rule of thumb is once the blossoms on the strawberry plants are there, in 4 weeks you will have strawberries. So a lot of our strawberry farmers are going to be offering strawberries about June 18th. So you can check that out. They're fresh strawberries. And,
that sounds so good.
Yes. So, you know, and a lot of times our farmers are very ingenious. We had two venues that offered the drive-through instead of walking through the barns. Govan's Lambing offered up in Menominee, Wisconsin, said, come in your car, stay in your car, but drive through the farm and see the animals, as well as did Mulberry Lane Farm offer a special drive-through for families up in Shorewood, which is by Appleton area, to come and see the baby animals in the spring. Now, Vesperman Farms down in Lancaster, Wisconsin, they are offering curbside pickup. A lot of our venues are offering those apple cider donuts and our kettle corn. But what Vesperman Farms has done is they started making their farm ice cream, and Vesperman have developed an ice cream truck. So now they take their farm-developed ice cream made with special recipes, and they take that out into the communities in southeast Wisconsin. So they said, Saturday we'll be at this location. Come and enjoy Vesperman's ice cream.
Wow, that's an instance where social media really makes a difference, doesn't it? So they can tweet something out or put something out on Facebook, and if you like that farm, you're kept up to date.
Absolutely.
Either going to the farm or finding out where they're going to be to do their delivery. You know, you mentioned something a bit earlier, and I was wondering if you might go through it again. Now, first, I think people need to understand that not all farms are open for visitors. They just don't, all farms don't operate the same way. But if you find a farm, let's say on the website, as you've indicated, Sheila, what kinds of questions might you want to ask that farm before you make your reservation or let them know that you'd like to come visit?
Well, I agree. So many of our farmers have fabulous local produce and protein, eggs, and meat available, but they are not equipped to have guests to the farm. And those farmers go to the farmer's market, or you can order online and have special pickup. They have CSAs. Now, you need to make sure that the farm has hours that guests can arrive. Is there an admission fee for that? Is there bathroom facilities? What is the policy? Do they have food or refreshments there on the farm and they have no carry-ins? Or are they a place that you can bring your own picnic lunch and enjoy what the setting? So that's a great thing to find on your social media or on their website. What are the frequently asked questions that our guests really need to know?
You know, one of the things is, as a farmer, one of the things I've noticed is that a visitor has a better time if they dress for that visit, if they intend to walk around a rough field. Doing it in flip-flops is not recommended because the ground is rough.
Yeah,
there are insects. There might be turtles.
There might be honeybees pollinating. I started to laugh a little bit because, you know, if you're going to the countryside, do not wear heels on the farm because those heels sink right in. Even if you're
yes,
invited,
do.
Yes, even if you're invited to a barn wedding, really think about what you're wearing for footwear, because
right.
it, you know, we, you and I, we know what farm shoes to wear. It's our boots when we go out onto the farm because we want to protect our feet and we want to protect everything. But there are, it's a working farm, a lot of these venues, and so there's going to be bugs. And there might not be, if it's an outdoor event, there might not be shelter. So
right.
if it's raining, you might want to bring an umbrella, or maybe you want to wait for the weather to clear up. You have to kind of do some research ahead of time so that your trip will be enjoyable. So,
absolutely.
You know, is it age appropriate? Is it for a 2-year-old or is it more for a 4-year-old or an 8-year-old? What is the activities? Is it for families? You know, do they have a zip line for the teenagers, or do they have a bucket train for the smaller children, or a corn maze, or is there evening activities? Maybe they'll have a campfire and a night maze that you can enjoy at Country Bunkin's Farm Market, which is in the Wisconsin Dells. And you don't often think of 30 acres of fruits and vegetables and high tunnels and games and opportunities at the Wisconsin Dells area for agriculture, because that's the water park capital of the world.
Right.
But if you if it's all out there, you just have to do a little bit of social media research.
Great. You know, we're getting our last minute and a half here, Sheila. The time goes by so quickly. Quick question, and we've got listeners in other states across the country. Are there similar associations like the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association in other states?
Yes, I know for a fact Michigan has a very active ag tourism association. New York has agricultural tourism group. Pennsylvania does agricultural tourism as well. And California also has a lot of agricultural tourism. It just depends on, you know, I would check that out through social media as well. But what has happened, I want to tell our listeners, is that all of us are really been safe at home, and we are all thinking about staying local. So think about when our safe at home orders change and we have a little more liberty. You might want to take and figure out what is in a 60-mile radius of where I'm at, maybe even 80 miles, and be a tourist in your own backyard.
Oh, great advice. Great advice as we end up here. Sheila, I'm going to ask again, how do people find your website?
Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association in your browser, and it will come right up. You'll see our website. And please like us and follow us on Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Facebook page.
Great. Thanks so much, Sheila. It was great talking with you once again.
Oh, hey, listeners, get out and enjoy the beauty of Wisconsin and support our Wisconsin farmers.
Visit my website, bronxtobarn.com, to download this and past interviews, to learn about my farm, and to reserve 100% grass-fed beef. We deliver to Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks.